Most of us will live our entire lives without ever doing anything significant enough for the entire nation to pay attention to. Fewer still will be remembered by generations for decades to come. Only a handful will be so revered that they'll have schools named after them and a postage stamp in their honor. One of those who has become such an icon is Rosa Parks, whose simple but profound act of civil disobedience in December 1955 in Montgomery, Alabama, lit a fire under the civil rights movement and helped propel a young preacher named King to his national prominence. And even though I only got to speak with Rosa Parks on the phone in early 1992, I was nervous and excited. The day Rosa Parks refused to give up her seat in the bus to a white woman would change American history in a way no one could have foreseen. But today, Rosa Parks is, for many, a distant figure in American history. But that day in 1992 that she took some time to speak with me about her new book that she'd just written for young people to remind them that history wasn't all that distant after all.
I had no idea that I was starting anything at all other than to just let the people who were having a legally enforced racial segregation, that let them know that I was not pleased with that as a person, and we as a people were not pleased with it. It just placed a heavy burden of humiliation and oppression and all that goes to keep us from thinking that we should be a first-class citizen.
Now, in the way that we often compartmentalize people, some folks seem to think that her life began with the bus boycott.
Well, some people have seem to have that idea, because much of my activity had none of my activity in my early life been publicized.
But you really led for many, many years, been at the forefront of the fight for civil rights, for the fight for equal rights.
Yes.
Have you accomplished the things that you had set out to accomplish?
Well, some things have been accomplished. But as long as we have any kind of discrimination, I feel that all has not been accomplished, and we have much more to do.
The Montgomery bus boycott, inspired by Rosa Parks' arrest, helped propel the young Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. into the leadership role that quickly transformed him into a national figure fighting for civil rights.
Do you remember the first time you met Martin Luther King Jr.?
Yes, I do. It was in August of 1955, shortly after he had come into Montgomery to be the pastor of the Dexter Avenue Baptist Church, and one of the deacons, who was an official of the Montgomery branch of the NAACP, and invited him to come to the meeting to address our meeting. And I met him, and he was very youthful, and I was surprised that such a young person was the pastor of that church, because it was a very prestigious church in Montgomery. And he was quite friendly, and he was very eloquent when he spoke a few minutes to us about the conditions that concerned him and should concern all of us regarding to have a way of life in Montgomery.
Over the years, what has been your biggest challenge?
I've had many challenges in trying to help other people who are in trouble and having problems that just were insurmountable, especially trying to work in a system such as we had in Montgomery, where the courts were so unfair. I can think of the Scottsboro case of Alabama, and then many individual cases that were not publicized that I worked on when I was secretary for the NAACP.
Of course, one of the biggest challenges that I faced whenever interviewing a figure as prominent as a Rosa Parks is, what do you ask that she hasn't been asked a million times before? So I asked her if there was one question that she had been asked a million times before.
I think the question is, why did I do what I did on that particular day and just that day? And they seem, many people seem to think that it was something that was not my usual way of conducting myself. However, that day was just as any other day. But what made it very significant was after people learned that I had been arrested, that they unified themselves and made that incident a one-day spontaneous protest on December 5th. And then, of course, following that success, it went on into a protest that lasted more than a year, 381 days to be exact.
I guess the time must have just been right. The circumstances must have just been right for everything to come together.
I think that must have been.
Rosa Parks died in 2005 at age 92. On her birthday in 2013, the U.S. Postal Service unveiled a postage stamp honoring her. I'm Bill Thompson. Now I've heard everything.